And today on Core Values, the name game.
Kudos to our WTOP sports staff for their handling of some pretty tricky names at Wimbledon. You know, Halavakova, Melendovic, Kalishnikov, and of course the ever-popular Asim or Haq Al-Qureshi. Any doubt that tennis is a worldwide sport? It reminds me of a story. My first broadcast on a commercial radio station in Washington was a sportscast. The U.S. Open was underway, and there was a new player on the scene with a difficult last name. Her first name was Martina, easy enough. But as I was reading my very first sportscast, I saw that dreaded last name coming at me on the page. Navratilova, I finally spit out, humiliating myself on my initial foray into major market radio. The engineer turned to the show's host when I was done and said to him, "I give him 6 months." Luckily, I lasted a little bit longer. In any event, I listened with great admiration for the tongue-twisting elocution of Jonathan, Dave, George, and all our sports folks. Proper pronunciation is an acquired core value.
Chris Core, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP.